Hello.
Hello, Sticks.
How are you, Steve?
Good, mate. How are you going?
Yeah, awesome. Going good. Heaps good.
Are you? Enjoying your trip?
Yeah, it's probably the best time of my life.
Half your luck, mate. Good on you. And what about the footy? Have you been enjoying that?
Yeah, I've been playing some good footy over here. I'm pretty proud of the way I've been playing.
Good on you, mate. Good on you. What's so different between the footy you're playing now and you normally play?
Oh, over here is a little bit faster. Played a bit of Colts this year. That's been hard. That's probably helped me with the tour here.
Yep.
Yeah, that's probably helped me my way through. If I didn't play that this year, I probably would have struggled a little bit, but I think I'm doing pretty well over here, and yeah.
Good. And what are your plans for next year, mate?
Plans for next year, I'm going to finish my contract with North in Brisbane and see what happens from there.
Good on you. Good on you. We should tell everybody who we're talking to. We're talking to Michael Lucas from Waverley High School up in Queensland there. Thanks for your time, mate.
Oh, no problem.
We've got
my pleasure.
Some questions we've been asking all the boys, and I've got some special ones for you that your mum sent in.
All right,
I wasn't supposed to say that bit, actually. Doesn't matter. Here's the first one. Did you like the French food, and what was your favourite dish?
The French food, that's interesting. The bread was very hard to chew. Really broke my jaw doing it. The favourite would have been, I think we had steak there one night. I think that would have been my favourite in France.
Yeah, and what about the taste test night? Did you get into it?
Yeah, I got into that. I think I did one of the best. I think I was pretty well done there. Couldn't get into the cheese, but everything else was pretty easy.
What was wrong with the cheese?
Oh, I don't think any human could eat that. It's just, if you smell it, you can't eat it. It's just simple like that.
Was it real smelly, was it?
It's very stinky, yeah.
Okay. And the bread was tough?
Yeah, the bread was very strong. That's how I describe it.
Very strong. Another question about France, mate. What did you think of the War Memorial over there?
Oh, the War Memorial, yeah. That was eye-opening, I think, is the word. You have to take it real seriously when you're over there, because, like, you understand what went on, and, yeah, it's good to go over there and see what happened.
It's all pretty serious stuff, war, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Not like life.
Nah.
And what about the French chicks? Are they all right?
Oh, very good. I think I made a girlfriend over there, to be honest.
Fantastic.
There's a gymnasium across the road from where we were staying. I think I made a girlfriend.
That's all right.
Never see her again, but oh well.
Good on you. This doesn't go to Brisbane, so you're safe. And what about the Pommy Shielders? Are they all right?
Oh, Pommy, yeah, that'd probably be the best by far.
They can understand you, mate.
Yeah.
You're picking up a few Facebook friends over there?
Yeah, yeah, a few of us have.
Good on you. What about the, what was your favourite place in France?
Favourite place in France would have been the Eiffel Tower, for sure.
Yeah, a lot of boys have said that.
Yeah, that's probably the most unique place we went to in France.
And what did you like about it the most?
Oh, like, you go there, you don't really realise like what it's like till you get up the top of it. There's a fantastic view up there. Just great. Just spectacular. I loved it.
Good on you, mate. Good on you. That's the best description we've had out of all of the boys. At least you put more than four words together.
Yeah.
Would you go back to France?
Yeah, definitely. I'd go back to France any day.
What for? To play footy? To live? Visit? Holidays?
Oh, yeah. I'd go back to play footy. Yeah. Anything, really. I like the place. I'd probably have to take a bit of my own food. That's about it.
A bit of Vegemite? Some bread? Well, here's some questions from your mum. Which boots are working for you best in England, your blades or your regular boots?
In England, I played in my blades. My regular boots. I didn't use my stud long metal tags at all. The grounds were good enough. Yep, the grounds were good enough for my blades and played pretty well in them.
Beautiful. That's a bit of a plug for them. Here's one from your mum again. Are the English girls as hot as the French girls?
Yeah, they would be. Yep, if not better, I reckon.
Wow. Why do you say better?
Oh, just every corner you go around, you probably see a hot chick in England.
Fantastic. And do they have pretty noses too?
Nah.
Like the French girls?
Nah, not like the French girls.
And what food do you like the best, English or French, and why?
Oh, English for sure. It's more like Australian food.
Yep. Get a bit of potato yeah. into you, mate.
Yeah.
That's the yeah. go. That's the go. How cold is it really over there?
Oh, dead set. I don't think I've ever been this cold in my life, to be honest. It is freezing, dead set.
Yeah?
I can't imagine anything colder than this.
And what about outside?
We're on a bus
right
to outside right now would be, I reckon, 3 degrees maybe.
3 degrees.
I reckon it's freezing. I can't stand it, really.
That's too cold for your beer. It'll be frozen. And what's been the best day so far, mate?
Best day on tour would be, I reckon maybe today was the best day.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Stonehenge, seeing Stonehenge was very good.
And do they let you get close to Stonehenge, or is there a big fence around it?
Oh, there's like a little walkway. You can get pretty close, like in photo range, and you can see it, but you can't go too close to it. It'd be about 20 metres, I reckon.
Oh, so the
within 20 metres.
Couldn't jump the fence and go and push one of the stones over?
Nah.
Do you reckon you could?
Nah, none of that. No way.
Really
nah.
big, are they?
Yeah.
Probably get in a bigger trouble too.
Yeah. Would be good.
Have you been playing cards and are you winning any money?
Oh, is that from mum? Nah, oh. I've been playing a bit of cards. I go alright.
So you've been winning a few bucks?
Oh, a few here and there. Not winning every time.
And you're from Wavell, mate. What's it like having Brendan Barlow with you?
Oh, it's good, you know. He's a school teacher at my school, so it's always comfortable to have him around here. And he's also not just the coach here. I reckon he's someone good to talk to if like I need anything. He's a good bloke like that, and I respect him.
He's got a lot of experience, hasn't he?
Yeah, good experience. Good bloke
life.
Too.
He's a pretty sensible sort of a fella. Mate, do you want to say anything to your friends and family before we go?
Just to my friends and family, yeah, I love yous all. Can't wait to see yous, and yeah, I love yous all.
You'll be home on when, Tuesday? What time do you get in on Tuesday?
I think I'll be home by about 12.
In Brisbane?
Probably Brisbane, yeah.
Oh, cool.
That's what. Yeah.
Good on you, mate. Thanks heaps for your time.
All right, thanks a lot, Steve.
No worries, Michael. See you, buddy.
See you, buddy.
See you, mate. I'll ring back in 1 minute.
Okay, see ya.
Bye.